Hey everyone, this is going to be a quick tutorial on Open Broadcast Studio. This is specifically how to configure the newer methodology for live streaming to YouTube. So this is actually pretty cool. It lets you sync, or it lets you link your account with the program, and it makes it much easier to manage your streams. So I'm going to go ahead and show you this. I've installed the program on a clean installation of Windows. I'm using my MacBook Air. And I'm going to hit enter on the icon. And, well, it's supposed to work. Let's see.
Start window. Desktop list. OBS.
Let's try this again.
OBS is already running. Dialog. OBS is already running. Desktop.
Already running.
Notification Chevron.
Let's check the system tray.
NVD OBS Studio button.
Okay.
NVD OBS.
Whoops, and I forgot about that.
NVD OBS Studio button.
Let's do.
Notification Chevron over NVD Bootcamp and OBS Studio button.
What the hell?
OBS 2.8.1.2, 64-bit, Windows, Profile, OBS 6, Full Screen Projector, Hide, Exit, Start Virtual Camera. Start replay, start record, start streaming, full screen, hide, exit, OBS 2.8.1, next button, cancel, optimize for streaming.
Alright, so I'm not sure what that was. That was kind of weird. I had to open the context menu on the icon in the system tray. Now it looks like after I hit exit.
OBS 2.8.1.2, 64-bit, Windows, profile, untitled scenes, untitled window, cancel button.
Alright, so you have this initial thing that comes up when you first install it.
Optimize for streaming. Recording is secondary. Radio button checked.
This is a quick way to get up and running.
Next button.
I'm going to hit next.
Base, canvas, resolution combo box. Use current 1440x900.
That's the resolution. I'm not going to worry about that.
FPS combo box.
And not going to worry about that.
Back button. Next.
Next.
Combo box twitch.
Now it's asking me what you want to set up for. So let's down arrow to YouTube.
YouTube RTMPS.
That's good.
Prefer hardware encoding checkbox checked. Hardware encoding eliminates most CPU usage, but may require more bitrate to obtain the same level of quality.
I'm going to leave that checked.
Estimate bitrate with bandwidth test. May take a few minutes. Checkbox checked. Connect account. Recommended. Button.
So this, you can do a bandwidth test. Let's go ahead and do that.
Use stream key. Advanced. Button.
Okay. If you want to use your key, this is how you would do it. This is the old method that I outlined.
Connect account. Recommended.
We're going to do
this. User authorization dialog. Please complete the authorization in your external browser. Sign in Google accounts Brave. Email or phone edit blank.
So it opened up Brave and it wants me to sign into Google. So I will log in here. And
forgot email. Next button.
Next.
Blank. Hi Chris.
Password. We're going to type in the password. And
show privacy policy. Next button.
Next.
Blank. Two-step verification to help keep your account safe.
And that's the browser telling me it wants me to authenticate. I'm going to authenticate on my phone.
YouTube. Now, leave all time-sensitive. Youth 17, YouTube.
And yes, the speaker on my phone is damaged, but
close.
Just ignore that.
It's me,
so I'm going to hit yes.
Redirecting.
In the YouTube app.
Save password.
So I've signed into the browser. Which also means
link terms. No next heading. Make sure you sign in with Google. Heading level 1 OBS Studio wants access to your Google account.
Right. This page is asking if I want to give OBS access to my account. I'm going to hit allow.
OBS Studio cancel button. Continue button.
Or continue.
No next. Blank. OBS Studio. Graphic OBS. Authorization completed successfully. You can now close this page.
It says it was completed successfully. I'll close the browser.
OBS,
and
OBS, next button, cancel, back button, disconnect account button, estimate bitrate, back, next button.
Hit next. It's going to run some tests. And we should be good to go. Let's see.
OBS 2.8.1.2, 64-bit, Windows, profile, cancel button, back button, cancel button. Progress bar 100, testing bandwidth 4, backup YouTube ingest server.
So if I use NVDA object navigation, it's telling me it's doing some tests. I'll just wait.
back, apply, cancel, back, apply settings button.
It says, so at some point you'll get this button, and if I read with object navigation.
Back button. System collapse. Apply well, setting. The program has determined that these estimated settings are ideal for you. Can't back, apply.
So we hit apply.
OBS 2 8.1.2.
And here we go. So now.
OBS.
I have to alt tab because sometimes it. Let me hit escape. Sometimes this program has weird issues with screen readers. It's not perfect.
OBS 2 8.1.2, 64-bit, Windows, Profile, Untitled Scenes, Untitled Window, Chat Window.
I'm going to Alt F4.
Closing Dockable Window Dialog. You just closed a dockable window. If you'd like to show it again, use the Docs menu on the menu bar. Okay, but OBS 2 8.1.2, 64-bit.
Now that that's set up.
Audio Mixer Window.
I can shift tab.
Enable audio mixer. Enable preview button. Volume properties. Mute mic / auxiliary checkbox not checked.
That's the microphone.
Volumes properties for mic. Controls window. Exit button.
Or actually find a tab
volume,
here.
Mute property. Volumes. Mute desktop audio checkbox not. Enable preview button. Scenes with.
Audio if mixer. I keep tabbing.
Scene duration. Add controls. Manage broadcast. Start streaming checkbox not checked.
Okay, this is how you would live stream.
Manage broadcast checkbox not checked.
This is the manage broadcast section. If I hit the space bar here.
Gaming. YouTube broadcast setup channel. Cancel button. Create new broadcast tab control.
There's a tab bar here.
Select existing broadcast tab.
You can either make a new one or you can choose an existing one.
Grouping.
If I tab.
Cancel button. Grouping. No object. Select existing broadcast tab control. Cancel button. Open YouTube Studio button. Thumb control. No next.
Using previous. Object navigation.
Cancel. Grouping. Select.
Yeah, this is not.
Open YouTube Studio button. Select existing broadcast tab control. Open YouTube Studio button. Cancel button.
Open YouTube Studio. I think this opens it in your browser.
YouTube Creator Studio Brave. YouTube.
Yes, it does. Okay. So.
Close all button.
Channel. Yes, I want to close tabs.
OBS. Select. Open YouTube Studio. Cancel button. Select.
So the easiest thing.
Create new broadcast tab.
Is to create a new broadcast.
Grouping. Title star edit selected my broadcast.
We'll just call this test.
Description edit blank.
Test. So there's the title, the description.
Privacy star combo box public.
You can set the privacy.
Unlisted. Private. Public.
I'll just leave it at public.
Category combo box gaming.
You can choose the category.
People and blogs, comedy, entertainment, news and politics, how to and style, education, film and animation.
So if I go to the top, you've got that.
Autos and vehicles, music, pets and animals, sports, travel and events, gaming.
You just choose the category. So usually if I go live, I do.
People and blogs.
People and blogs.
No, it's not made for kids. Radio button not checked.
I check that because I think if it's made for kids, it blocks a lot of features on YouTube.
Select file button.
This is for a picture file.
Graphic, thumbnail. Yes, it's thumbnail.
Yeah, so if I use object navigation, yeah, that's for a graphic. Thumbnail file.
No file selected. Schedule for later checkbox not checked. Select file.
You can schedule it.
Schedule for later checkbox checked.
If I check this.
360 video checkbox not checked. Enable auto start checkbox not checked. Enable auto stop checkbox not checked. Spin button 11/6/22 1:20 p.m. 6 selected. 22 selected. 6 unselected. 1 selected. 22 unselected. 20 selected. PM selected. Enable DVR checkbox checked.
Yeah, this lets you set the date and time. I don't know how well this actually works.
11. Enable auto start. 300. Schedule for later check. Not checked. 300. Enable DVR checkbox checked.
DVR, I recommend keeping this on so that people can fast forward and rewind the stream if they need to.
Latency combo box normal.
Leave all this stuff at the default.
Remember these settings checkbox not checked.
If you want to remember
cancel
them.
Cancel create broadcast
hit
button.
Create broadcast.
Create broadcast and start streaming button.
I can create the broadcast or I can create the broadcast and start streaming.
Create new broadcast tab control. Create cancel button.
I'm going to cancel out of here.
OBS 2.8.
So that's basically how you do it. And then when you start to stream, it will take the options that you give it and it will start a new stream on your account, which is pretty darn cool. Now, if you already have this installed. Well, let me pause the recording and find out real quick, because I honestly don't know how to do this. I will be right back. Okay, I think I know how to do this. So if you go into the settings.
Stream.
And you go to stream.
Combo box YouTube RTMPS. Combo box primary YouTube. Connect account. Recommended. Button.
The last time I went in here, there was an option to disconnect my account. I did that. And now if I hit connect account.
YouTube user authorization dialog. Please complete the authorization in Untitled Brave. Untitled Brave. Sign in Google accounts Brave. Heading level 1. Choose an account. To continue to. Button OBS. Link Chris Wright. Link Christ. Link.
All right. So I'm going to choose blank. My account.
Sign in Google. Heading level 1. OBS. OBS. Cancel. Continue button.
And hit continue.
Blank. OBS Studio. Authorization completed.
The authorization completed.
Dialog. Close all tabs. Close. Right. OBS Studio document. Authorization completed. OK button focused. Ignore streaming service. OK. Disconnect account button. OK. OBS.
All right. So that's how you link the account. If I shift tab here.
Pane. OBS 2.8. Chat window.
It opens that chat window. I'm going to Alt F4.
Closing dockable. OBS.
Hit OK.
Exit button. Audio mixer window. Control.
And if
setting.
I.
Studio. Configure. Start virtual. Start. Manage broadcast checkbox not checked.
And yep. And here we are back in OBS.
Start. Scene transition. Control. Manage. Start. Start stream.
So that's about it.
Desktop.
I guess that is a new feature in version 28 of the program. So hopefully you guys found this helpful. I've pretty much shown you all that I know what to do with this program. So yeah, you guys enjoy. And if you have any questions, comments, leave them in the comments. And I will try to get back to you. Take care.